up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Friday edition. So excited to be here. It's going to be a powerful weekend for you. And I want everybody to know, this Sunday, join me at Kingdom Life Church in Oakland, Maine. That's right, dude. We're going up to the boonies, the woods. Join us. Powerful church there, actually. Kingdom Life Church. 191 High Street, Oakland, Maine. I'm going to be there Sunday morning. I think it's about 10 a.m. Who cares? Just come on Sunday morning. You'll see me. And actually, Maine's crazy. You realize, like, I was looking at the world map of the people that listen, and every state's covered, and all the nations are really, it's crazy. Except China. For some reason, China doesn't allow podcasting. Maine had like 15 downloads. I'm like, 15 downloads? So I had to text the pastor. I'm like, what is the deal with this? He said, well, Mainers might not know what a podcast is. So anyway, join us there. Hey, we're going to call this episode Settle the Dispute. We were born into a war. Spiritually, we're in a war. And I remember watching a 2020 video one time. And there was like this thing called the Brownsville Revival or whatever, you know, and it was like this kind of buttoned up church, had this like little move of God, and they just did extended meetings, and like millions of people came through the doors, you know, and there, look, there were a lot of people that got touched, right? God moved in powerful ways. And so they asked one of the central figures, one of the guys that preached and kind of was involved in it, and look, some of these things are messy, right? There's a lot of good, and then there's a lot of hurt that ends up coming out of them, unfortunately, but this was kind of during when there was a lot of good kind of happening. And they asked the guy, right, the preacher that was involved. They said, what do you think is the key to this kind of success? They didn't know the word to use. And I'm listening for what this kind of evangelist would say, you know. He looks at the camera and he says, oh, it's really easy. He wasn't even thinking. And he said, I've learned to master my dark side. I've learned in life, and he was an ex-drug addict, and he said, I've learned in life, I have to master the dark side. Meaning there's a side of all of us that's going to be at war. You know, I remember one time I just felt like God was so far from me, and I'm like praying, and I feel like I can't get a prayer through, and I was struggling, and I had a vision. And in this vision, it was like I was fighting this man that just kind of attacked me, and we're rolling and wrestling on the ground, and I'm watching this vision of me fighting this guy, you know? And finally, the guy pins me to the floor, and I look up, and it's me. And the Lord said, when you stop fighting with the you that I want you to be, with the you that you are now, when that war ends, I'll use you in a powerful way. And every one of us has that dark. Every one of us has the you that God wants you to be and the you that you really shouldn't be. We have to settle the dispute. The Bible says in Galatians 5, and Paul wrote a lot about flesh, spirit, that kind of stuff. Galatians 5:17 says, for the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other. Continually in conflict with each other. So that you're not free, but you're even prevented what you desire to do. I have people that it doesn't matter what it is. I have people that tell me men with influence and money that their hobbies have become a god to them. I was with a young man a couple weeks ago in one of our church services, and he's struggling with heroin and crack cocaine. And he does so well, but when he gets depressed and he starts struggling, then he runs there. Can I tell you something? If you don't master that dark side, it's going to master you. If you're not careful and you don't make a decision that you're going to overcome those thoughts, come on, those thoughts, the anger, the manipulation, the jealousy, the control, if you don't overcome those things, you're going to constantly be at war in your life, and you're not going to be able to produce light. It will cover light. We have to settle the dispute. To be fruitful in accomplishing what God has for us, for the will of God in our life. You know, we talked about that yesterday. To be fruitful in accomplishing God's will, we must have determination, guys. And determination, you know what the definition of determination is? It's to settle a dispute by an authoritative decision or pronouncement. To settle a dispute by an authoritative decision or pronouncement. That definition tells you that you have to make pronouncements often as a way of building your determination in areas. That means if you're weary and you want to feel sorry for yourself, you need to tell yourself, no, I'm not going to feel this way. I have to stop my whining, straighten up, realize I can do all things through Christ and move on. That means when you feel tempted and you feel pulled down in areas, you have to cut it off, nip it in the bud, and just pronounce, God created me for greater. God has created me to do more in my life. After the break, I want to talk about how, you know, how we can overcome that dark side. And this really is tied into the will of God. And when the will of God is at focus in our lives, yeah, the dark side won't be there. So I'm going to read you that key in a moment. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about settling the dispute, the war on the inside between your flesh and your spirit. The truth is, when you become born again, the seed of Jesus is in you, and the potential for complete freedom is available to you in Christ Jesus. The book of James, verse 4:7 says, "Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee." Resist the devil and he will flee. There's something about purpose, right, that causes you to not really focus on everything else. Fact, people, if you ever go to New York City, I think it's the greatest city in the world. But if you go to New York City, it is crazy. People are running around everywhere. Nobody's stopping. Everybody's going somewhere. Everybody's busy. Well, for the most part, most people are living there, you know, trying to chase something and pursue something, and they're just busy doing things and da da da. And then a statistic came out recently that people in New York City live longer than other places. Wouldn't you think that's the opposite? It's not. You want to know why? Because they're filling their life with a goal. Even if you're a struggling artist trying to make it in Broadway, you're consumed with a purpose. Do you understand? Ultimately, it leads to nothing, right? If it's not God-based, I get it. But my point is, even in human will, if you're pursuing something, you don't have time to sit there and focus. You know, people in New York City aren't looking at Google for ear infections that lead to cancer. people that are busy, that are after something, they're pursuing, they're running, they're here to hear, they're always doing something great. They don't have time to sit there and dwell on Alzheimer's. When you are filled with the purposes of God, you're resisting the devil. It's not like you wake up one morning and darkness is like knocks at your door, wakes up and goes, hey, bud, all right, the torment's over. I'm going to leave you alone for a little while. I'll let you pursue your destiny with the Lord, and then I'm going to come back when it's more convenient. What? Yeah, I'll call you. That's bizarre. It's not how this thing works. Look, the more you pursue God, does the voice ever leave? Probably not, because there's always temptation. But I will tell you this, the voice becomes so dim it doesn't matter anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? When you have so much purpose in your life and you're doing what God has called you to do, you're filling a God-sized dream in your heart to accomplish. I want to, you know, touch people's lives every day for God. I want to pray everywhere I go. I want to see my coworkers changed. I want to see my family members touched. I want to be more active in my church. I want to be more, you know, I feel like there's a book in me I want to write. I feel like I'm going to go on a missions trip. I want to raise my, you know, when you're focused on God-sized dreams, you don't have time for darkness. And the voice, although it's all, the temptation's going to be there, the voice is not that loud anymore. Because God's desires in you are louder, if that makes sense. So just as people are running all around in New York, what they're doing, they don't even realize it, they're resisting what most people are sitting on their couch fearful about, right? Because the truth is, fear has been proven to be an emotion that pulls to you. You can fear something and manifest it on your body and life. Well, when you're so busy, how do you even time? You don't have time for these things. And so it's important that we understand that darkness is overcome by light, period. And the destiny in you and the purpose in you has to come forth. And, you know, I think some of us have done a few things. I think we've given a dark side too much power, and we've almost like succumbed to it and just, you know, oh man, here's my thoughts I can't control. Or, oh man, I'm sorry, I just spat out in a fit of rage. No. You have lived so long. I was at Starbucks recently, and we were talking about, I don't know, we were just talking about coffee, really. And I'm getting a coffee, he's getting a coffee. How you doing? Oh, great, man. You know, I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, you know, it's the grind. I'm going for it today. And he's like, oh, I hear you, man. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, he goes, yeah. He goes, another day, another devil. And I was like, what? And he goes, some days we fight and some days we just cuddle. But it's another day, another devil. I'm like, what, dude? Someday you fight your devil, the other days you snuggle? Who's snuggling a devil? And that was a perfect analogy of the fight of the dark side. Some days you're fighting and you're overcoming devils, and some days you feel like you're hugging them. And we have got to break out of those unhealthy patterns of lack and of struggle. And let me tell you something. Your thoughts must be held captive. I know great people. They love God. They're serving God. They're powerful. But their thoughts get unruly. And whatever the isolation is, when you feel great, you know what I mean? Like, things are good, but I wish I was married and I'm not single. Whatever those thoughts are going to just knock the door down and just devour you on an off day. So, the truth is, there's never an off day as a believer. We're on guard, our eyes are open, and we're focused. And that's how we overcome, and that's how we settle the dispute. So every Friday, I say this, and I really mean it. I want you to go out today with your eyes open. I want you to look beyond what's in front of you. I want you to see God in everything. I want you to pray always. I want you to just slay this weekend. Take it a day at a time. Don't give in to the dark side. Settle the dispute. Make the determination and make your proclamation sure. And I know it's going to be the greatest weekend you've ever had. We love you. Till Monday, you've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.